On May 2nd, 28-year-old Jeremiah David King was arrested and booked into the Camp Verde Detention Center on charges including intentionally causing injuries to a 15-month-old child and aggravated assault involving the same child. He has since been released pending court proceedings. Some background. On April 30th of this year, King was acting as the caregiver for a 15-month-old child and a 3-year-old child in a home on Julie Drive in Prescott. King was the only adult home between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. caring for the children. After returning home, the child's mother and aunt noticed bruising on the child that was getting progressively worse. The aunt and the child's mother took the child to the Yavapai Regional Medical Center East for an evaluation. Hospital personnel called YCSO to advise there was unexplained bruising and trauma to the child's face and genital area. It was determined the child should be flown to Phoenix Children's Hospital for further examination. In the meantime, a deputy was sent to the residence and questioned King about the child's injuries. King claimed to know nothing as to how the child was injured. On May 1st, 2019, a lead detective from YCSO's Criminal Investigation Bureau was assigned to the investigation. Family members who were interviewed thought the child may have been injured while in his crib trying to reach for a mobile hanging above the crib. Medical staff at Phoenix Children's Hospital disputed this story and told the detective that the injuries sustained were in no way related to the claim the child fell reaching for a mobile, even if it did occur. The detective learned the injuries were on three different planes of the child's body and included bruising on both ears indicative of direct impact blows, redness and bruising to the facial area, including a bruise to the forehead, and bruising and swelling in the child's genital area. There are no reports of fractures or previous abuse. Detectives obtained additional evidence alleging King's involvement during follow-up interviews. On May 2nd, detectives interviewed King, and he confirmed being the only one in the house throughout the day on April 30th. And again, King claimed he did not know how the child was injured. He did admit seeing redness on the child's cheeks around 3:15 p.m. when he woke him up from a nap. King claimed he would never hurt the child. King was arrested and booked on the indicated charges.